Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's all about rocking the vowel on the other side of these great sounds, my family. Great sounds of music. We all bleed the same. We're chatting to President of the GTCOC, Yaku Fadvey, joining us to announce the great news. 2 world records broken this past weekend. I can't get over it.
You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
So we get to chat to possibly one of the most important people right now in the history of South Africa. Okay, my family, please put your hands together as we welcome the president of the Golden Triangle Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Yaku Fadvey, under whose leadership, man, amazing things happened in the Vaal. Yaku, good afternoon to you, sir. Thank you so much for giving us your time.
Good afternoon. You say the most beautiful things. That's not real. All of what you said is not the truth. But good afternoon. Nice speaking to you guys.
Yeah. So, man, oh, man, the very first of its kind, you know, bringing together lots and lots of people, incredible businesses and brands. How do you feel?
Still exhausted, to be honest. I haven't seen daylight yesterday, but today I've operated again a bit. But we're so blessed. I mean, at the end of the day, we exactly what you said. We try to bring people together. We try to generate hope for our area, for the Vulture, and by doing that, also help to enhance the economy. But it's all about social responsibility and the unity of people. And I think the Vaal showed it yet again. We are well known for standing together in crunch times.
Man.
And this was just electrifying and amazing. Every moment, it's very, very, very humbling for all of us as part of the management team. And it's wow. It's wild to think.
It is wow.
Somewhere along the line, you can change the world. Even if it's one scarf at a time, you can still change the world.
Listen, so it's a slow build-up. I haven't told the family what records we broke this past weekend. It's a slow build-up, and I absolutely cannot wait. Yaku, what inspired what we saw this past weekend?
Yeah, so I think firstly, the need in the Vaal is very, very big. If you look at the unemployment figure in South Africa, the Vaal is double that unemployment figure. People are really struggling financially and emotionally. They're struggling because of that. Mm. And we decided that we had to do something. We had to do something to make a statement, to show South Africa that the Vaal Triangle is still here. We can still make a difference. We can still stand together. With that, we tried to make a difference in people's life. And like I said now, we tried to have an influx on the economy of the Vaal. So that was the root of all evil when we decided now we have to do something. And I said, well, what about a world record? If we do a world record, I'm pretty sure someone will notice us.
No.
And if we can combine that world record with a charity event, even better. And if we can combine a world record with a charity event with a massive music show, even better. And yeah, that was the birth. And ironically, that birth was before COVID.
Wow.
And of course, we thought during COVID we're going to do it, and then COVID hit. So the first scarf was crocheted before COVID. And that is what made this whole effort even more special, because it's a four and a half year effort of not only Vaal Triangles, but South Africans crocheting across South Africa, but mainly Vaalies. Try to make a difference and make life better.
Sure. Now, my family, in case you're hearing Yaku talk about scarves, to figure out what do scarves have to do with the carnival, let me tell you. So this past weekend, the Vaal, on behalf of South Africa, thank you very much, broke 2 world records. Representatives and adjudicators from the Guinness World Record organization were out there to adjudicate. So it is confirmed. It is official. 2 records broken here in South Africa, believe it or not. Now, Yaku, tell us a about the two world records that were broken this past weekend's event.
That's correct. So the first one was, like I said, the one that took 4 years and longer. That's the record for the longest crocheted scarf in the world. We started 4 years, 4.5 years ago, and an old lady straight across South Africa, and young ladies, of course, sorry, crocheted scarves that is 20 centimeters about 1.1, 1.2 meters long. Mm. And then we joined all of those scarves. The previous, until Saturday morning, I said the current, but the previous record was 29.1 kilometers of scarf. And we absolutely shattered that. So the new record that we did on Saturday was 35.52 kilometers.
Yeah. I love the language that you use. Every time I spoke and I interviewed people on Saturday, they kept saying, bring it on, we'll shatter that record. Come on now, I love that. Yeah.
Correct. And that consisted of nearly 28,000 scarves that was crocheted in the last 4 years and then joined together to get to the 35.5 kilometers of scarves.
Sorry, Yakuya, just out of interest, do you know what the population of the Vaal is?
So currently the city Bing area, which is from about and townships around are 1 million people.
Right.
And that is excluding Sasselburg, which is also part of the Vaal.
Sure.
And excluding Meyerton. But the city Bing, the old Valdriehoek region.
Yes.
The last census was 1 million people.
That is fantastic, being able to bring that many people together, 28,000 skulls. Man, that is amazing. Let's get to the second record, my favorite. Oh, my favorite.
Of course. We're South African, so we decided we want to do the largest serving of poikikos, which is a traditional South African meal in the world. The current record was 1,000 kilograms.
Yeah.
And that was more than shattered. I mean, that we broke, we finished up with 2,796 kilograms of poikikos. And in the process, we feeded 10,000 people in one day.
Sure, that is and by the way, I was one of the 10,000 people that
were 10,000
that were fed yesterday. It was the most amazing poikikos ever. Yaku, congratulations to you and your team, man. So we had a chat to Chris Mayer yesterday on Saturday, who was also telling us that it took 4 weeks to build that pot. Is it 3,000 kg pot?
Yeah, so that pot is massive. I mean, that pot can take 4,100 liters.
Oh.
To give the listeners an idea, all of us know the normal black, three tripod black
pots. Yes, there were lots of those that weekend, yeah.
That tripod, there was 360 of them making the poikikos that we put into the big pots. Now, that normal black tripod is usually numbered, number three, number four, number five.
Yeah.
This pot that we built is a number 1,425. That's the pot size. And the Friday before the event, we caravaged it, and it took 4,170 liters of water for calibration. So it's absolutely massive. We filled it up to about, I would say, three quarters of the way.
Mm.
So next year, when we do our next records, we can maybe fill it up a bit more with something else.
Tell me, are you at liberty to tell us what record we are aiming for next year? Or are we sticking?
No, not yet. Not yet. Big reveal by end of April. Our management teams think of a reveal end of April, but we'll do definitely two more records. And will happen at Emerald Resort and Casino again. Under the name brand of Rocking the Vaal.
That is absolutely phenomenal, man. So that's exactly where to from here. So by the way, the people that would like to be part then of the preparation towards that record, how do we get hold of that information? Because Yaku, next year I see the whole of Gauteng, traveling to you. Might want to do this over 2 days, really. What I saw this past weekend was phenomenal. How do we then become part of the preps?
Easiest way to just go to our Facebook page, which is Rocking the Vaal, and just like it and follow. I mean, like and follow. The big reveal will also be part of social on social media. So there you will immediately see what we do and what we're planning. And then from there on, you can just put up your hand and say, I'll help. Whatever the records are we're going to break, I'll help. I'll be involved. if it's individuals, if it's businesses. So I would suggest and urge people to go to the Facebook page, follow it, like it and follow us, and then you'll definitely see what our plan is for.
Fabulous stuff, man. Yaku, I know you need to jump off into a next meeting. So thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Truly appreciate what you did. I think inspired a lot of people. Please do get some rest, and we can't wait for next year.
Thank you very much, and thank you for being involved for Pulpit as well. You made, it's an honor working with you guys, and makes you only bigger and better. And thanks for every hand, everybody who did appreciate, everybody who made a poiky, everybody just who attended and was part of this magical moment. We appreciate it, and we're looking forward to next year.
Awesome stuff, my family. That is the president of the Golden Triangle Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Yaku Fotve, who, under whose leadership, the Rocking the Vol was able to break 2 world record for the longest crocheted scarf, as well as, of course, come on, bring it in and give it up for the largest so far. And by the way, I'm so excited because we have snapped this world record from Mozambique, the largest weighing boitjikos pot. We took it away from Mozambique. We have to keep it within the borders. Great sounds of music taking us to the top of the hour, 52 minutes after 4. That is your time. We await my family news about your weekend. I see my WhatsApp is a little bit slow. That's all right. Don't be discouraged. We want to hear from you. 0826572729. All I really wanted.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.